Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodie, and I am your host, and there's a lot of weird things going on with my voice today. That one actually sounded normal, so we'll see how this goes. Anyway, I hope everybody had a wonderful week. I had a great week off. I appreciate everybody being patient so that I could take that week off. There's lots of new stuff going on with the show, which I'm sure you're already aware of, so I'm going to explain more of that at the end of the show, but right now we're going to get right to the news. And there's not a lot of it because it's the 4th of July weekend or the week of the 4th of July here in the United States. And honestly, all of the news articles I read were pretty light. They were full of empty calories. So I put the best ones together, and this week's going to be a really short show. So let's jump into it. Lucid Motors now has 10,000 reservations for the Lucid Air. Now, some people have plopped down as much as $7,000 for their reservation. So these are people who are serious, who really want to buy this car. We don't know which version of the car they're going to buy, but if every reservation holder actually purchases a vehicle, whether it's the $60,000 Lucid Air or the $160,000 Lucid Air, you're looking at conservatively $800 million just from those reservations. And that's not a bad start for Lucid Motors. Of course, that's not going to pay back all the money they've spent to this point, but it's a really good start for the company. So hopefully they will sell every single Lucid Air they can make. That would be amazing. And hopefully they can make a lot of them because they have high hopes for this company. I'm actually a future stockholder in Lucid Motors right now, which brings me to CCIV, which is the SPAC, the special acquisition company that Lucid is going to be merging with. I got a thing in my email the other day, and it was asking me to vote whether to approve board members, but also to approve the merger. So I haven't done that yet, but I plan on doing it. So pretty cool for Lucid Motors and pretty cool for Lucid Motors stockholders. Next up, the IONIQ 5 may have a recall in its future. According to Inside EVs, the IONIQ 5 is having some issues with coolant leaks. Hyundai has acknowledged that there is an issue with poor circulation of the coolant due to a failure of the water pump. These kind of things happen. I'm sure this isn't something that Hyundai's super excited about since they just released the car. Like, people have had the car for like a month. I'm sure Hyundai's going to fix this, and these things happen. So not a big deal. It's also not a good look. Just a quick side note here. In addition to doing this podcast, which makes me absolutely no money, my real job is a firefighter. And many of you know this, and you send me articles about the Rosenbauer electric fire truck. Now, I'm not a big fan of the company Rosenbauer for a variety of reasons, some of which I've talked about on this show, but I won't bore you today. But I am happy to announce that my favorite fire truck manufacturer, which is Pierce, they have announced the Pierce Volterra. Cool name. And what else is cool about this fire truck is it actually looks like a North American fire truck. Now, the Rosenbauer is a pretty truck, but it looks more like a European fire truck. The Pierce looks like every other fire truck that they build, except for it's, you know, electric. There is an internal combustion motor, just in case, you're on a long fire or something like that. You don't want to, if you run out of the batteries, you still want the truck to be able to operate because it's an emergency vehicle, but that won't run unless the batteries get too low. So to give you an idea of how much better this is for the planet, the ladder truck that I drive gets about, on a good day, it gets about 3 miles to the gallon. This thing is a pig. So this news makes me really happy that Pierce is, I always suspected that they were working on an electric fire truck when I was back at the Pierce factory in 2019. I kept wanting to see their research lab. They wouldn't show it to me and they kept telling me no, but I kept asking because I figured they were working on something like this. So really good news and congratulations to Pierce. It's a good looking truck. Right now it's only an engine, so the one that pumps water. There's no platform for ladder trucks or squads or rescues or anything like that, but still it's a good start.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
If you're hearing my voice right now, there is a very good chance that there is an ad in this episode. If you don't want to listen to ads or you don't want to listen to this particular message, go to patreon.com/kilowatt to learn more. All right, let's jump into our Tesla news here. It's the 4th of July weekend, as I mentioned before, and if you live in California, you may have access to some free supercharging. Starting on July 2nd at 12 p.m. and ending at July 5th at 5 p.m., some superchargers in California will be free to charge at. Now, I don't know which ones. Maybe it'll tell you in the Tesla app. I don't know. I don't know Tesla and I don't live in California. But here's what the Tesla Owners Online Club or page had to say. Avoid the rush this 4th of July holiday and charge for free before 12 p.m. and after 9 p.m. at select California superchargers. I got the times wrong. Sorry about that. Between Friday, July 2nd and Monday, July 5th. For faster charging anytime, navigate to your destination using Trip Planner to optimize your route and automatic preconditioning your battery. So, yeah, I'm sure this only applies to a select few people who actually listen to this show. And if you're one of them, congratulations. You get some free supercharging. Next up, it was reported that 285,000 or 245,000 Tesla vehicles were recalled in China. Now, the number discrepancy has to do with which outlet was reporting it. But the reason for the recall was an autopilot issue. Now, this seems like headline-wise, this seems terrible, but it's not really that big of a deal, turns out. The issue was fixed by a simple software update. So Tesla added a chime when drivers activated autopilot. So pretty simple. Like, apparently some drivers were accidentally activating autopilot without knowing it. So now when you activate it, you get a chime. So yes, it probably affected somewhere between 245,000 and 285,000 Teslas. Was it really a recall? I mean, I guess kind of, but it really wasn't. It was just done over a software update, which is pretty cool because when my van needs a software update, I actually have to take it to the dealer and then they do the updates, even though it can connect to my Wi-Fi. It irritates me beyond no end. But speaking of over-the-air updates, Tesla is pushing out updates for the Model 3 and Model Y. This will enable Tesla Vision and then restore some autopilot functionality. So we talked about this a few weeks ago. Tesla's going to roll out Tesla Vision, which is the full self-driving without the radar, I guess, and autopilot without the radar. It's only going to use the cameras. And what we learned a few weeks ago was that these features were actually going to get worse. Like, Tesla was going to take away some functionality, and then as Tesla Vision improved, they would add it back. Well, now Tesla's adding back some functionality, and this is mostly affecting relatively new Model 3s and Model Ys, but owners are getting some of these features back with this update. Here's what they're getting: emergency lane departure, smart summon, auto steer, and traffic aware cruise control was actually limited to 75 miles an hour, and now you can put it at whatever you want, which seems highly dangerous, but, you know, you trust people make good decisions, and hopefully they do. I have this bad habit of simultaneously thinking the best of people, but also thinking the worst of people. Like, I'm like, people never do that. And then my next follow-up is, yeah, but you've seen them do that. So people are the worst. Anyway, let's talk about full self-driving since we're kind of already on the subject. Full self-driving version 9 and the full self-driving subscription release has slipped yet again. So we were supposed to get it in May, at the end of May, and then we were supposed to get it in June. Now it's looking like we won't find out until next week, if we find out at all, because based on Tesla's history, we may get this same message next week that it's delayed a week or 2 weeks, because that's kind of how this whole thing works. I don't understand why they can't just announce the price. Like, if the feature isn't ready, that's totally fine. Just tell us what the price is. I don't get it. To me, it all seems very frustrating. But I'm going to leave that here because this is supposed to be a shorter holiday show. And that's it. That's our whole news, everybody. I told you it was going to be pretty short. Now that we've gone through all that, let's talk about the changes that are going to be made on the show. First of all, I have a new host and for the podcast, and this is how you get the podcast. I load the files onto the host, and the host sends it out through the RSS feed, and you get it into your app. Easy peasy. The really neat thing that this new hosting provider does, it's Acast, is they will inject ads into the show. Now, right now, I haven't determined exactly how many ads. It would be no more than 3 for sure, but probably 1 or 2. My goal is to make the show flow smoother while still making a little bit of money to help pay for it. So if you're a Patreon supporter, good news, because you're not going to get any ads at all, and you're not going to get a Patreon plug. All you're going to get is the news. That's it. If you're not a Patreon supporter, that's totally fine. You don't have to be, but you're going to get an ad at the beginning of the show. You're going to get a Patreon plug at the middle, and then you might get an ad at the end of the show. Like I said, my goal was to make the show run smoother, but still find a way to help pay for it, because right now it's pretty expensive, and there are things that I would like to do with this show that take more money than I'm bringing in. And as time goes on, I'm going to share those things with you when it becomes appropriate. Right now, we're in the early stages, and I'm a little overwhelmed with the software and all that good stuff. But anyway, I think it's going to be better overall. I think the show is going to flow smoother. We're going to get right to the news. Basically, no more of me blabbing for 6 minutes at the beginning of the show before I get to the news. Everything's going to become smoother, and more importantly, it's going to become more cohesive. So I'm really looking forward to that. I hope everybody has a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Even if you don't live in the United States, I hope you have a really nice weekend. But if you live in the United States, happy 4th of July. I hope you have a safe weekend, and I will talk to you next week.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.